Just a couple of guys whose love for fantasy sports may exceed their love for real sports. This is Rothman and Ice.
All right, back at it. Big weekend in college football. It's the last weekend before Ohio State gets going. So one more weekend of waiting and watching, and then they go. Tom Van Haren, our guy from ESPN, college football reporter, jumps on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Tom, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm gonna warn you guys. I have my kids have given me my annual sinus infection from going back to school. So if I start to sound like Brockmeyer really nasally, you can't understand me. That's why. I apologize. Nothing else is wrong. Just a bad sinus infection here.
Hey, as long as that's all it is, man, that's a victory. So good. I'm glad, but no disclaimer needed, Tom. You sound good no matter what. All right. So the thought around here in Central Ohio now, you know, with the Buckeyes and you know how itching you know Justin Fields to get on the field and start playing catch up with this college football season, and they got to watch the landscape and see other teams trying to navigate this thing. My question to you is, with the Big Ten kind of backing themselves against the wall, trying to play the eight straight and then a championship game before Christmas weekend, how many games do you think they have to get in with no room to move for the committee to feel like, yeah, we got to let them in? Like if Ohio State has a donut on the right side, how many on the left do they have for them to say, yeah? And then on the reverse side, is there a number that you would say that's a little dicey if they can't get in this amount?
Yeah, I think this is what everybody's really watching, not just with the Big Ten, but now with everybody, because I think we're up maybe even above 30 games now across the board that have been postponed and had to been moved around. And so I think everybody kind of has this question of the Big Ten has not given themselves really any leeway if something does happen. Now, I think they're all kind of hoping that their protocols that they're going to put in place will maybe provide them enough that they won't need the buffer, but you just don't know. And so looking at the schedule and Ohio State's schedule, I think what's good for them is they've got Penn State early on. You know, mm-hmm. they're going against a team like Penn State, showing what you can do, showing if Ohio State can beat Penn State and early on in the season, after a tumultuous offseason, really, you know, these players have been up and down with thinking they're not going to play. Now they are going to play. So if you can win that game, I think that's going to benefit them. Now, some of the other games you look at, Nebraska, Rutgers, Maryland, I don't think that's going to help them much. But that Penn State game for me is really what's going to do it. And so I think if they can get through 6-7 games, I think they'll be okay, depending on what the product on the field looks like. Because we heard from even Gene Smith a while back, I believe it was when they announced that the Big Ten was coming back. Someone asked Gene, what is this college football playoff committee going to look like? What is going to be the criteria if there's an uneven amount of games? And he even said that he didn't really want to say this, but it's probably going to be an eye test this year of what does it look like on the field? What does this team look like? Do they think they're one of the top teams? So I think you're probably going to teeter around that sixth spot with six games total. If you can get those games in, if Ohio State can beat their opponents handily and show that they're still one of the best teams in the country, then depending on what happens with some of the other teams, I think it's really going to depend on, you know, the SEC and how many games they can get through. But I think you'd at least have a shot at that point.
Yeah, Tom, I think we had kind of discussed that yesterday. You know, Anthony and I did. We were talking about, with in light of, you know, the Nick Saban COVID news, that you can't cherry pick if something were to happen where it would happen in the schedule. But we also opine that if you get those first two games in, and let's say the Rutgers game were to get postponed, okay, you don't lose a ton on that. But if you could get at least three of the last four games in which the Buckeyes will play Indiana, Illinois, Michigan State, and Michigan, you feel pretty good about the prospects. So I guess give us your take so far on what you've seen. We have five postponements this week, and probably the big ones, Oklahoma State, Baylor, Cincinnati, Tulsa, and then LSU in Florida, but also Vandy, Mizzou, Florida International, and Charlotte. Is there a sense now that if you were beginning of the year, what was your percentage we'll get through a college football season? And with what we've seen thus far through 5 weeks, what's your percentage feeling now?
I mean, I still think we're going to get through the season. What that looks like for each conference and each team, I think, is going to be different. For, I mean, look at Houston, and they've had all kinds of problems with just getting a game. And so I think it's going to be different across the board for each team and each country, or each conference. But I think we'll finish the season, but I think everybody is probably going to be at a truncated number for how many games they actually get through, which, like I said before, it's, I think the College Football Playoff Committee is going to have as hard of a time as they ever have figuring this out. And how do you weigh everything, you know, and how do you factor in who looks better against this team? And if like you mentioned, if Ohio State, they play Rutgers and Maryland in Indiana, is there enough evidence there to show what they can do against the top tier team? It's going to be so challenging. So I think we'll get through the season, but you know, I am concerned because of the dates and the timeliness of all this, that we're moving into the winter, and I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm actually apolitical. I don't like any of this stuff, but from what people are saying, if we're going to have a second wave, if cases are on the rise, which factually, from number statistics standpoint, it looks like we are, if that's going to start impacting these games as well, is that going to make it harder as we get further into the season? I think it could. So it's going to be a challenge for everybody, especially, like I said, you know, I'm looking at Florida's schedule right now, and they play Tennessee on December 5th. Who knows what the whole landscape of our country and everything that's going on is even going to look like in December, because it was so different 2 months ago from what it is now. What's it going to be 2 months from now? So that's such a hard question, because it's just, I think everybody is trying to figure this out on the fly. Everybody's trying to do what they can. And even like Nick Saban said, he's worn his mask. You know, he tried to follow protocols, but you throw in some extra factors when you get outside of your environment, like traveling to another team, it can throw everything off. So I think everybody's going to have a challenge with this. I think the good thing is for all these teams that, at least when it comes to the College Football Playoff, the committee is going to be understanding of that, right? It's not just the Big Ten that's dealing with this issue. It's the whole country. It's every conference and every team that's dealing with this. So while it's going to be unusual, while it's probably going to be difficult to make those decisions, everybody's going through it. And I think the committee will weigh all of that in and try to make the best decision that they can. And guys, I think something that is not really virus related, but in terms of Ohio State, what might end up helping them is what's happened in the Big 12 with Texas and Oklahoma, the start that they've gotten off to. I feel like maybe that gives a Big 10 team like Ohio State or Penn State a little bit of help with what we were just talking about before with the schedule. If you can't get through that, now you've got a couple loss Oklahoma team in Texas, and I think that probably helps the Big Ten a little bit when it comes down to it at the end in terms of who's going to get in and who's not.
Good stuff with Tom Van Herren. All right, final 30 seconds, Tom. Who wins tomorrow night, Bama, Georgia? And if Saban doesn't coach, does that make it more imperative that Georgia has to win it? Because if they lose and they didn't have to beat Saban, does it impact more? Final 30 seconds.
Yeah, I've been going back and forth on this. Bill Connelly just wrote something really cool with statistics and everything, and it's going to be ultimately for me, I think Alabama's offense is playing really well, but I'm concerned about their defense. However, I think that team, they always step up, and I think the defense is going to get it right. I think Alabama still finds a way to win, and yeah, I think if Georgia can't beat Alabama without Nick Saban on the sidelines, I have a feeling people are going to rub that in on social media. So I think it is imperative, but I do think Alabama comes out on top.
Well, listen, if Saban doesn't coach, then his streak against his former assistant stays intact, right? Unless he calls right in at halftime somehow and we find out. So I think he's, what, 21-0 or something like that against his former dude?
Yeah.
So at least we know that'll lock in unless he throws on the Halloween costume and gets in there somehow. All right, Tom. Great stuff, man. Always good catching up, man. Be well. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See ya.